If you're purchasing a new home or refinancing your existing home, then you need to call Team Hochberg, your trusted local lender, 855-563-2843, or visit 56david.com. Atlantic Coast Mortgage, Equal Housing Lender, NMLS 643-114.
The Extremely Local News, sponsored by Great Lakes Credit Union, committed to financially empowering local communities. From Block Club Chicago, Seamus Toomey telling us all about Derrick Rose Day. It's coming soon. Seamus?
Hey, good morning, Bob. Yes, this is Derrick Rose week because they're retiring his number one jersey on Saturday night at the United Center, just the fifth bull to get his number retired. And there's going to be a bunch of different events that are going to be tied to it. They kicked it off on Friday at a teen center in the Cabrini Green area, where there's this giant mural they built inside the teen center that's very cool. It's some kids wearing Derrick Rose gear, kind of floating on a cloud of roses and nice. Clouds. It's very cool. Derrick is bringing back his rose flower shop as well. They had done a pop-up where I believe it was last fall, where he was in there handing out flowers to people, and it was very on theme. But he's going to do this online now, where you can buy bouquets and send them to people. There's going to be some Derrick Rose gear at the United Center and in stores, but it really culminates Saturday night when he gets his number up in the rafters where it belongs.
That's Derrick Rose Day. Now let's hear about International Jazz Day.
International Jazz Day, yes. This is something that's been going on for 15 years. The United Nations declared an International Jazz Day, and they have a big celebration for it, but it's never been in Chicago. And they just announced yesterday that we have secured it for the year. International Jazz Day is going to be April 30th. It's going to be actually a full month of activities culminating on April 30th at the Lyric Opera. And Herbie Hancock is really the driving force behind this. And Herbie's from Chicago, went to Hyde Park Academy. So he was really pushing to bring this home. He and Pritzker apparently hammered out a deal over the phone, and so they just announced it. There's going to be just a bunch of different events, and then the big global concert, which is going to be at Lyric Opera. It's going to be televised globally, and they said they got about 250 million people watch the stream of it last year. So quite a big deal, and I'm sure Herbie Hancock's going to be there, and he's also going to Hyde Park Academy to bring in a bunch of musicians and perform for the kids. So a special treat for them.
Let's hear about the last call for a Sauganash brewery. This place has been around for a while, right?
Yeah, this is Alarmist Brewery. It's actually the only Sauganash brewery. It's pretty quiet area up there on the northwest side. It opened in 2017, and they just announced this week that they're calling it quits. It's a sort of a similar story from a lot of the small breweries in Chicago and all around the all around the nation. People are drinking a little bit less, and they never really bounced back from COVID. They were going strong. They had a good following. I love this place. It's not far from my house, so I would always pop in there with a friend, and you'd see some of the same people. There are some politicians hanging out there. The owner, Gary Gully, said, listen, when I realized I was running out of money to buy ingredients in November, I knew the end was near. So February 1st, they're going to stay open for the rest of the month. So if you like their Le Jus hazy IPA that won the first ever hazy IPA global beer award, you can pick it up and just run out the taps by their merch. But it's going away. It was a great local spot, not terribly crowded, just go in there and see some friends, but it's running its course at the end of the month.
Still time for you to buy it and save it, Seamus.
I may have to stop by there. Me and my buddy Dane Placco like to go there. So maybe
Dane,
yes, Dane
talk
and I
your
will.
Ear off about the Cubs.
he has a captive audience with me. We can go deep into the minor leagues talk prospects.
Yeah, I'm sure you can. Finally, what is buzzing in Avondale?
Okay, this is the weird story of the week, but there was a we were getting calls from neighbors in the Avondale Logan Square area that they heard this sort of an ongoing buzzing noise in their neighborhood, and it was driving them crazy to the point where you could hear it over TVs. It was keeping people up, and it was emanating from the Field Studios, which ironically is a soundstage over there. They built it in an old Marshall Fields warehouse, and they located it. They've been bugging 311. They've been bugging the alderman, and they finally figured out it was a faulty boiler in this big warehouse that they had to order parts for. But they said it was just, I can only imagine, I don't even like the sound of like a little white noise in the background, and this was keeping them up all night. They found it, they fixed it on Saturday, so apparently it's calmed down. But yes, anyone that's ever been annoyed by just some noise you can't figure out what it is, the people in Avondale, Logan Square area suffered through November and December, and they're beginning to get a little peace and quiet now.
Good. Mystery solved. Seamus Toomey. More at blackclubchicago.org. Thanks, Seamus.
Thanks, Bob.